Gates to shoot two. First one's up. It is no good. 17-11 Warsaw, 6:41 left to play here in quarter two. Vilma into the game for Warsaw. Neely comes back out. Second is up, and Gates puts that one in. She's got five. Warsaw's lead is five at 17-12. Vilma will throw it in. Looking. Lobs to midcourt, caught by Bricker. She's surrounded, and we're going to have a whistle and a held ball. And this time the air belongs back to Northridge. So out of bounds to the Raiders. On the inbounds, Muhammad to throw it in just down here to the right of us. To Gates, right back to Muhammad. Down the lane against Vilma, kicks it out. Left side, cross for three. It's good. Morgan doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but made that one, and it's 17-15. Winchester to the top, left side, Zartman makes a fake, shoots a three-pointer, couldn't get it, and the rebound's grabbed by Miller for Northridge. They have a chance to tie, long pass down court, caught by Gates, low block left, she'll force it up, no good, rebound grabbed by Vilma for the Lady Tigers. Chastain to Vilma, Vilma through the center circle, left side for Zartman. Zartman thought about the long three, high pick and roll, bad pass, threw it behind Winchester and out of bounds. 6:03 left to play here, first half. Warsaw leads Northridge 17-15 here in the first-round game of the Northridge sectional. Concord and Penn are waiting. Elkhart is sitting up here to our right in the old stage area, watching to see who their opponent will be. Gates left wide open at the free throw line, jumps a pass down to cross the block against Chastain, makes a fake, puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Braley jumped in the air against Morgan Cross. You cannot do that. And for the first time in the game, we are tied at 17-all. And Morgan Cross, after Northridge was down 8-0 early, has a chance to take their first lead. Cross, a good free throw shooter, 74%. Really, she's their best free throw shooter. 5'6 senior puts it up, missed it. Long rebound. She got her own rebound. Her shot's blocked by Winchester Lane. Grabbed by the Lady Raiders and a foul called. Miller with her second. More free throws for Northridge. Cross missed the free throw and then ran right around Braley Chastain, who never even tried to make any contact. So now Winchester's got two. Free throw this time by Miller is good. Wren comes into the game. Neely comes out at 5:46 of the second. They still haven't put that foul up on the board. I believe that was a foul against Winchester. She's still out there. Miller bangs the free throw wide, and they get another offensive rebound. In the lane, Muhammad stumbles, turns, shoots, and missed it. And Warsaw dodges a bullet. Winchester finally grabs the rebound for Warsaw. Northridge does have the lead, and Bricker got her pocket pick from behind. Cross came flying in. Northridge 18-17 leaders. Miller left wing, drives it in the lane, ran over Winchester, and the ball's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say Warsaw touched it last. Lenny Krebs wants to know how there's no charge there as Winchester now comes over to plead her case to the official on the near side as they slowly pick up the bodies. And on the free throw, oh, they bounce it off the back of Zartman, and Goodwin steps in and grabs it and scores. 2017 Raiders. Warsaw needs a hoop in the worst way. Bricker on the drive, picks up her dribble out to Wren, right of the key, shoots a 22-footer, and it's way short. Fights for the rebound, can't get it. Gates has got it for Northridge. To the middle of the court for Goodwin. Goodwin at the three-point arc. Drives down into Chastain, spins in the lane, underhand flip shot, no good. Winchester, the ball tipped out of her hands by Gates. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. A long, dry spell here for the Lady Tigers. I believe it's a 9-0 Northridge run. Neely on the bench. And Zartman can't get open. On the inbounds, they get it to Wren. Wren in the backcourt, now to Winchester, right back to Wren. Wren across the line, far side for Bricker. Bricker walks it into the center circle with the left hand, now the right. Leans over the left hand dribble, watching for the action. Now drifts back toward the right side. Picks up her dribble. Nobody to throw it to. Needs help and finds Wren. And Lenny Krebs wants timeout. Ryan Eakins could not hear him calling for timeout because he was looking the other way. 4:38 left to play in the half. Northridge 20, Warsaw 17. We're back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back here at Northridge. This will be the last trip this season, the last trip we ever make to this building. They are literally building the new gymnasium at the new high school as we speak. They bounce it into Bricker. She's surrounded. She gets out of it. Warsaw down by three. They need a score in a big way. Chastain left wing. Looks in at Winchester. Now back out to Wren. To Chastain. Now back to the right side for Wren. Out top to Bricker. Bricker one-on-one against Goodwin. Now Bricker leans over the left-hand dribble. Now right. Spins her way down into lane 10 feet. 8 feet. Kicks it into the corner. Chastain. Chastain bounces into traffic to Winchester. Out to Bricker. Open for three. Good. Bricker's second field goal. She's got 5 points. We're all tied at 20-20. Near side, Mohammed. A three at the other end to answer. Is an air ball. Chastain the rebound. Ball knocked out of her hands. Grabbed by Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Oh, the Lady Tigers needed that hoop at the other end. Now they have a chance to regain the lead at the midpoint of quarter two. Bricker kicks it out. Wren wide open. Her three is good. It looked like it was going to be wide left. It slid in the back door. Warsaw back to lead 23-20 with back-to-back three-pointers. Out top for Gabby Gates. Looking for Cross. Slipped it inside. Threw it wide, but Cross is able to keep it in. Out by the three-point arc in the left corner. Bounces her way back in against Sartman. Wiggling, turning, faking, shooting. Partially blocked. No good. Rebound tipped to the baseline and out of bounds. It'll be Warsaw ball. Vilma into the game. Wren comes out with 3:19 left to play in the half. When these two teams met the first time, in the first half alone, there were three ties and 12 lead changes. Inbounds to Bricker in traffic. Is able to get away. Ball knocked away, but knocked away to Zartman. And then Zartman is pushed. And that's a bad foul for Miller. 40 feet from the basket, and that's her second foul. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the sidelines. Wren right back in. Chastain is out this time. Lenny Krebs takes his two pinky fingers, sticks them in his mouth, and whistles to get their attention to tell them what kind of play he wants. Warsaw by three with the ball at the near end. Bricker, near sideline Wren. Out to Winchester. Far side to Vilma. Delaney looking for Zartman. Threw it to the free throw line. Winchester surrounded. Drives the side of the lane. Forced it up and in. What a shot by Brooke Winchester. She's got 12. Warsaw scored the last eight. Down the lane, Goodwin. Underhand flip shot. No good. Winchester the rebound. Outlets to Zartman. Racing down the court. 3-on-3. Bricker right side. Into a double team. At the foul line. Makes a fake on Miller. Now throws it to Winchester. Right block. Spinning. Turning. Shooting left-handed. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Winchester. Oh, she had a great shot. Again, she did not quite get all the way turned to the basket. And the shot slipped off the left side of the rim. Vilma comes out and Chastain in at 2:32 of quarter number two. Warsaw leading 25-20. Warsaw scored the last 8 points to regain the lead. Left side Cross up the baseline. Got around two defenders and scores two. Morgan had 14 when they played the first time. She's got 9 here in the first half. Bricker, left side. Warsaw up by three with the ball. Bricker starts in, then backs up. Picks up her dribble, throws it to Zartman. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker takes it left. Back out to Wren. She shoots another long three. That's wide, and the rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Winchester. Kelsey hit one. Now she's kind of cooled off. Warsaw still leads 25-22. Now 1:58 left to play here in a white-knuckled first half. Goodwin to the center circle. Far side of the center circle for Miller. Now to Gates. Gates drives around Winchester. Ran into Chastain and scores. They know that Winchester's got two. Chastain got knocked over right in front of the official, and he's shaking his head no. Warsaw leads by one. Bricker spins around out to Winchester. Winchester left wing to Bricker. Bricker will dribble toward the top. Out to Chastain. Lobbing underneath. Good catch by Winchester. Put it up and in and a foul. Gates with a hammer from behind. Winchester with 14. of Warsaw's 27 points and a chance for a three-point play. That's a perfect pass. Again, Winchester not completely squared to the basket. Gates hammered her hard. And Brooke at the free throw line, one out of two in this game at the free throw line, 81% for the season. And Junior gets the ball from the baseline, takes a deep breath, shoots it in the air, and it's good. 15 for Winchester, Warsaw 28, Northridge 24, 1:22 left first half. Goodwin kicks it into the corner, cross into Chastain in the lane, all the way back out through it. Now picks up her dribble, bounces it out between the circles to Miller. Miller at the free throw line, Gates out to cross, left baseline, backs down into Chastain, around Winchester two, out to Goodwin for three. It's off the mark. Winchester up high for the rebound. Winchester one hands it out to Chastain, the final minute of the first half. Warsaw with the ball, leading by four. Chastain kicks it back to Winchester. She'll put it on the floor, takes it down the lane, up and under, spins, and oh, it lipped off. Gates had to let her go because she didn't want a foul. Left side Miller, a forced up three, is an air ball, and Winchester has that rebound. Winchester being chased from behind, ball tipped away, but right to Bricker. 35 seconds left, Warsaw with a four-point lead, the basketball, and the possession arrow. Warsaw wants to spread it out here. They want to get the last shot. Northridge is only being called for two fouls, so they can be aggressive. Wren, back to Bricker in the center circle. 18 seconds. Miller takes a swipe. Touches Bricker's arm, but not enough to draw a foul. Bricker picks up her dribble. Throws to the center circle, Winchester. 9 seconds. 8, 7. Winchester, pass deflected, out of bounds, into the Northridge coaching staff with 5:03 left to play here in the first half. You want this first pass that Chastain's going to make to be sure. You don't want to throw it to them and have them go down and score before the half. Braley going to throw it in right at the old hash mark. And they messed up the play. They get it to Zartman up the inbounds. She'll drive the baseline. Falling 18-footer is way off the mark. Goodwin will dribble to midcourt and shoot it at the buzzer. They were going to count that. It's no good. 28-24. Warsaw with the lead at halftime. And when the Lady Tigers lead at halftime this season, they are unbeaten at 12-0. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Heritage Middle School, which is the home gym from the Northridge Raiders, at least for now. Next year, we'll be in the new building for this regular season conference matchup between Warsaw and Northridge. Here at halftime, Warsaw 28-24 leaders over the Lady Raiders. First half scoring for Northridge. Morgan Cross is their leader, 9 points. Riley Goodwin with 7. Gabby Gates, 7. And Ella Muhammad with 1. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman with a three-pointer like a minute and a half into the game. That was her only basket of the first half. She had some other opportunities but did not score. Jocelyn Brooker, a 2 and a 3, 1 in each quarter. She had 5 points. Kelsey Wren, a three-pointer for 3. Braley Chastain with a layup for 2. And Brooke Winchester has been outstanding in the first half. 15 first-half points. It was 13-9 Warsaw at the end of one. The Raiders came back and took the lead at 20-17. Warsaw then went on an 8-0 run, took the lead back, and lead at halftime 28-21. Both teams scoring 15 points. I'm sorry. Warsaw scoring 15 points in that quarter, and Northridge also with 15 points. We were tied at 17-20, and we had 2 first-half lead changes. This is the first game here tonight. Concord and Penn will follow. The winner of that game plays Goshen in Game 2 on Friday. The winner of this game plays Elkhart at 6 o'clock on Friday. If it's the Lady Tigers, we'll be here. And we'll probably go on at about 5:35 on News Now Warsaw. First half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Everybody kind of catching their breath here at halftime. 28-24 Lady Tigers here at the intermission. First half stats are brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw. And online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Warsaw was 11 of 25 from the field. That's 44%. They were 4 of 12 from three-point range. and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Northridge, in their home gym, just 34.8%. They were 8 of 23, 2 of 7 for 3-point range, and 6 out of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 15 to 12. Warsaw with 4 offensive rebounds. Northridge with 3 offensive rebounds. And under this pressure, in this atmosphere, you cannot believe how good the ball handling has been in the first half. Warsaw just 2 turnovers in the first half, and Northridge only 4. Individually for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman is 1 of 5, 1 of 3 from the arc, and the one she made was her first one, so she's 0 for 4 since. Jocelyn Bricker, 2 of 5, 1 of 3 from the arc for her 5 points to go along with 1 rebound. And Brooke Winchester's already got a double-double. She has 15 points and 10 rebounds. She is 6 of 9 for the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. And think, she missed not a wide-open shot. I do not want to insinuate that. But she had a ball that she shot underhand around Gabby Gates that looked like it was going to go in, and it rolled off. There's 2 more points. And then she had a wide-open 3 that rattled in and out, just would not go down. So Brooke shot with some tough luck in the first half, but still has 15 points to go along with her 10 rebounds. The Warsaw boys basketball team is here. They came up together to cheer on the Lady Tigers, and they have done an excellent job of that. The Warsaw crowd here has been tremendous through the first 16 minutes of basketball. 28-24, Warsaw with the lead, and they'll have the basketball when we start the third quarter of play after these messages on News Now Warsaw.